breaking. It's 8:22.
Whether it be in D.C., Southern Maryland, or Northern Virginia, solving our transportation challenges is not only critical for commuters, it's crucial for business development and continued job growth. Regional leaders in Loudoun, Prince William, and Fairfax counties have joined forces, hoping to pressure state lawmakers to help them. Joining us live is the chairwoman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, Sharon Bulova. Good morning, Sharon. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, if my ears don't deceive me here, is this the sound of bipartisan cooperation in the D.C. area?
Absolutely. This is before Scott York switched from being an independent to a Republican, something we referred to as the tripartisan coalition, independent, Republican, and Democrat.
Well, you guys are all together here because you all share the same problem, which is that your growth, which has been wonderful for the community, is now also becoming a burden because you don't believe the state is doing enough to help you deal with the growth as it affects transportation.
We have a very serious transportation funding crisis in Virginia, and this is not something that just Prince William County, Loudoun County, and Fairfax has focused on, but this is part of a golden, what we refer to as a Golden Crescent initiative. These are local mayors and chairs of jurisdictions in Hampton Road, in the Richmond area, and in the Northern Virginia area, trying to make the case for the importance of the state starting to invest in transportation funding that is an increase that is stable, reliable, and permanent so that we can continue to keep what has been a very good thing going in Virginia. We are an economic engine for the state. We've been very successful, but we sure do need to make sure that we've got the transportation infrastructure to support it.
Well, and you make a very good case for having a dedicated funding mechanism for transportation projects and things like that, but where is the money going to come from is what a lot of people are wondering.
Well, the last time that the major source of funding for transportation, especially for maintenance in Virginia, comes from the gasoline tax, and that hasn't been touched in about 25 years. And during that period of time, we've had more fuel-efficient vehicles, and we're just receiving less revenue from that source of funding than we have in the past. About 5 years ago, in 2007, the General Assembly did make a big focus or had a big focus on transportation funding. House Bill 3202 had a number of transportation-related fees that would have injected considerable new funding into Northern Virginia and also Hampton Roads for transportation. And unfortunately, that fell apart, and we've not been able to get the coalition back together again. And we're hoping to be able to do that this time.
Well, with Fairfax, Prince William, and Loudoun working together, you got about 2 million people or more now that are represented by you and the others. Do you feel that gives you some added power in being able to get the state to listen to you?
I would like to think that that will give our General Assembly representatives what they need to demonstrate that there is very strong support among the largest jurisdictions in Virginia. The people of Virginia want to see their streets paved. They want to see, transportation improved. They want to not sit in traffic congestion. And they also want to see money provided for transit. And, this is something that, we're making a case for.
Sharon Bulova, Fairfax County, Chair of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. It was great to chat with you this morning.
Terrific. Talk correct.